Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Maddie. Today, I want to talk to you guys about how to take care of yourself and how to set boundaries with your family during this holiday season. I know how hard it can be to say no to family members who may be asking too much of you. Now, I know that we all have very different relationships with our family, and I know that every family doesn't communicate in the same way. But it's so important to be confident in telling your mom or your grandma that you just need to take some time to yourself. Oh my gosh, I hope that you can't hear my grandma's vacuuming very loudly right now. For my students out there who are currently in the midst of finals week, you deserve to have a space or a pocket of time where no one is asking anything of you. I know that not everyone has access to their own room. Some people share rooms with family members, friends, or you might share an open apartment. But with the pandemic and everything surrounding COVID, part of how we decompress after another exhausting day is to have some time to ourselves. Even if we're in a room full of other people, there are ways to close out the world and try and make the space seem like it's a bit quieter. Burnout is so common these days, especially in America, that it's common to joke about how you're sleep-deprived and ready to drop out or quit your job. I'm still learning how to navigate burnout, and I definitely feel as though I've experienced it during this stressful final season. I had a lot of missing work to make up in addition to the regular essays that were assigned by my professor, and I don't want you guys to feel burnt out. Upcoming trigger warning discussion of food, body image, and calorie counting, just so you're aware. And most importantly, you need to be able to be around people who don't make you feel guilty for enjoying your favorite holiday treats. Cookies, hot chocolate, eggnog, and holiday pies and cakes are made to be enjoyed. I saw a great TikTok from one of my favorite creators on the importance of nourishing your body with good foods and foods that make you happy. Life is too short to worry about how many calories are in your favorite Christmas cookie. For me, foods that make me happy are chocolate chip cookies and ice cream with whipped cream. Although I don't want to discount how difficult it is to navigate an eating disorder during the holidays, it's like if you took a recovering alcoholic and sat them down in front of a rum and coke every day. People who are recovering from eating disorders have to face their demons every single day, because it's not like you can go sober from food. You need it to survive. Obviously. I recommend a couple of podcasts and a TikTok creator if you have TikTok. Her name is Catherine. I'll probably link her app in the show notes. But she is like an expert on eating disorder recovery because she is actually in recovery for anorexia.
Hi guys, this is just a reminder that you deserve to eat today. I know maybe you feel like you don't deserve that. Maybe that's what your eating disorder is telling you. Maybe that's what diet culture is telling you. Maybe that is what one of your loved ones is telling you, or just what you're telling yourself. But the truth is you're a human being, and that means that you deserve at least the basic level of nourishment. Please nurture your body. It loves you so much. And I know it's so hard, but just for today, try to do that. I believe in you and I love you.
I know that from all the TikToks I watched at the beginning of quarantine, a lot of you guys feel like you're 18 years old again, you know, a high school senior, living and studying at home and living under your parents' rules. And I think that might be the hardest part of quarantine and the holiday season is that right now, I should have just been coming home from school. I shouldn't have been coming home from school at the end of November. I should have been able to have, you know, a Christmas celebration with my friends. And I should have been able to work on my finals in my dorm instead of in my bedroom. But with the pandemic, that is a sacrifice that I've had to accept and one that I've had to make. Before we know it, we'll be back on campus. Check out the accounts that I mentioned, and I'm sure that you'll love them. Have a great holiday. And I'm sorry that this episode is a little bit short. I am trying to catch up on content, and I didn't really know what else to say because I don't want to give out advice that's too much based on my personal experiences, because I know that everybody's life is different. Everyone's socioeconomic situation is different. Everybody has different relationships with their family. And I didn't want to harp too much on family. I know that there are a lot of people out there who are spending the holiday season alone or with friends. And I guess I just want to also mention that with the holidays coming up, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, other holidays, that, you know, you can choose your family. You don't have to spend the holidays with toxic family members if it's harmful to your mental health. Family could look like your colleagues at work, your work friends, your school friends, your friend's family, your significant other, you know, your husband, your wife, your partner. It could look like spending the holidays with your dog or your cat or your pet bunny. It could look like you're just watching your favorite TV show, eating takeout, having a great time, or getting drinks with a friend. Of course, socially distanced and wearing a mask. Another aspect we have to consider is, how do we have a fun Christmas when we have the cloud of COVID hanging over us? You know, so many Americans have died, and it can be hard to get in the festive spirit when we're reminded every day of we have to wait months to get the vaccine. And, you know, it can be hard to try and forget about the virus, but if you can forget about the virus for 5 minutes a day, I think that it will be very helpful for your mental health. I also want to stress the importance of, if you have a great therapist that you've been reaching out to since you came home from college or since you started working from home, the holiday season would be a great time to reach out to them and to just see if you can squeeze in an extra session, because I know how, as I've said, difficult it can be to be around family, and having a great therapist that you can rely on, that you can really vent to, can be very, very helpful. So I hope you guys have a safe holiday and a happy holiday. I'll see you in the new year. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Bye.